all right now, gang? For this evening's discussion, we're going to kick around the subject of
Lost Disc Radio.
Will it hurt much?
Can we dope you up first? Give you some booze or some pot if you want.
I have to tell you that that's the kind of hour that it's going to be now for the next hour, right? This is the sound of Lost Discs Radio coming on at top of the hour. This is Jimmy Knight sitting in with you. Dr. Doc Brown is over there with you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
He's even got a good, decent level on the microphone. Now, speaking of decent levels, we don't know. We had no time to prepare for this. Let's just see if we've got Joe Stacks on that phone line.
Well, Joe Stacks is on the phone line. I don't know about that sound quality, though.
All right. Keep talking, Joe. We're going to adjust that level right now.
All right. Well, hey, it's great to be on another installment of Lost Discs Live and on the Air on this beautiful, dreary, rainy night in Pittsburgh. And listening to some broke interpretation of Wild Thing. What the hell's that?
Yeah, man. Well, I'm just trying to set you up for the theme for tonight's show. I don't know if you can dig it, man, but this is the Out of Sight Sounds. Well, the slightly out of tune in Squaresville Sounds now. Of the Baroque Inevitable.
Well, I'm going to tell you, that's some weird, weird backstory there, boy. Just checking up on these.
So is the theme of the show tonight the Muzak Revolution?
You know... Yeah, that's a good question. I don't really know exactly how to phrase the theme for tonight's show. As we go along through tonight's show, somebody's got to come up with a decent way to put this. Chesty has an idea, but you're going to have to get on the microphone, Chesty, if you expect us to hear what you're saying. So,
we discussed it's audible adjectives.
So we'll go with that for now. Unless somebody has a better idea, we're calling this... Audible adjectives.
Word crimes.
That was the Baroque. The Baroque Inevitable. Okay, right there off the Columbia label, and we're figuring that's out of 66 or 67 there. And yes, they were doing Wild Thing.
That's awesome.
Okay.
It was. It was very cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, Joe, was there anything you wanted to say about the Baroque Inevitable? You were kind of talking there.
Yeah, just... It's a funky story in that the Baroque Inevitable was the brainchild of Columbia staff producer, and where have we heard that before, a guy named John Simon. He would produce the first couple albums for the band. He would produce Cheap Thrills by Big Brother and the Holding Company.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Bookends by Simon and Garfunkel. He produced Leonard Cohen, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. He did Red Rubber Ball, you know, and... They said, hey, why don't you do a Baroque album for us, John Simon, because, you know, that looks like a burgeoning genre. You had Elektra doing the Baroque Beatles book.
Yeah.
There was Baroque Baccarat over at United Artists.
Very good. Yeah.
And and here's one I think that you'll love is Hanna-Barbera Records got in on it with an album entitled Baroque and Stones by the Renaissance Society.
That is good.
Baroque and Stones.
Doc.
Yeah. Really, broke through, but, you know.
Okay, all right. So, all right. Oh. Wow. So anyway, so we have a single for what was an entire album, you're saying?
Album's worth of material, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, the flip side of this is a cover of, you know, that song, Sunny.
Yeah.
Thank you for the rain and the hail and the
Bobby
sun.
Head?
Yeah, the old Bobby Head tune, that's right. So, okay, so it was like hits of the day, right? So this puts it squarely in sometime in probably late 66. And then, all right, so this is, you see what's going on? I don't know if you see what's going on and or if it really even matters. But, folks, you can get in on it tonight as we dig the out-of-sight sounds now of, well, matter of fact, two different groups, completely different groups of the same name here now tonight on the show. It's going to be the Iridescence. Yeah, folks, you need to get in touch with us over on the email tonight. It is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. They spell the word discs with a C.
Bend over like a rag doll and let your arms flop and bounce with the music.
I love you. discs, Brady. Lost Brady discs. Lost discs. Lost Brady.
Music is so decadent.
Yeah.
But it's so exciting.
Well, that's where it's at, honey.
Lost its radio.
I dig.
Ought to fall in love with me.
ought to fall in love with me. Ought to fall in love with me.
Yeah. See, now, see, Doc, that's the...
Ooh,
that's Audie. The inadequate, Doc.
Is that Audi, like audible, like Audi?
See what I mean?
Or Audi,
like I don't know what's... Well, it's...
Audi.
Here's the record, Doc.
I like it. I like that little tappity-tap drum beat.
Yeah,
drum
yeah,
beat,
a little,
you know?
Shuffly thing. Here's the record, man.
What's that? The inadequates. Now, is every band start with an I?
No, certainly not.
Because a lot of them did so far.
A lot of them will, but they'll end on in like, you know, ents, alls. Uh-huh. We've got like right. We had the Broke Inevitable. Then we had the Iridescence. Now we have the Inadequates.
Right. See what I'm saying?
Well, I see what you're saying, but just we have to keep analyzing these band names as we go to really figure out what is the theme. I'm not even just trying to be funny. I don't really know what the theme is, but. As a record collector, Doc.
There's something here.
Over the past, you know, over the past couple of years, probably like the past 7 years or so.
Yes.
I started noticing that I had records with band names like these. So I started putting them just in one section, not really knowing what to call them. But tonight is the night that I'm playing all of them. So I want to know, what do you think is the best name for this collective group?
Well,
of platters.
Really, why would you want to name your band The Inadequates?
That's part, you know, of what...
Right.
Yeah, that's part... That's a good question to explore, Doc.
Right. You know, speaking of your little sections of your record collection, this conversation came up just yesterday in a long car ride that I took. Is there a genre for the kind of records where there's a story being told about a horrible, like, crash or something, you know? Like, is that a genre in and of itself? Like,
yeah,
you know, like, look out.
Yeah, teen death songs. Yes,
really. Like, do you have a whole bunch of them? Like ones that we've never even heard before.
Yeah, you know the whole. Yes, I've got plenty that you've never heard before. Let's deal with that in October. What do you say?
Perfect. Perfect. Hear that, Governor? Why not? Let's listen to. We'll do that. We're into that.
Yeah, I got some good ones for you. Yeah. All right. So what's going on, Joe? I here's what happened. We kicked off that set with a surf group on the Hawk Records label called the Iridescence. And of course they were covering that tune, Bally High.
Yeah.
Right, is that now, Joe, we were debating, is that from South Pacific?
Wasn't that the show with Screech?
Joe.
Yeah, no, it was definitely South Pacific. And in looking at this, looks like one of those one-time, one-off deals, you know, they got 145.
Well, that was a pretty hell of a sound there. I mean, that was a good surfing sound. That was, you know, whoever was playing on that session had some chops.
Hey,
that's on the Hawk label. Now, this single was so good, it was released on three different labels over like a 2-year span.
Oh, like what?
In addition to Hawk, it came out on the Infinity label earlier in 63.
Yes.
And then in 64, it showed up on the Oldies label.
All right, well, it was a good sound. We actually heard both sides of that platter because after we heard Bally High, we did a song called I Know, which was also by, a group called the Iridescence, but this was a doo-wop group. Okay, now I have them on the Ultrasonic label, which I'm sure is some sort of a reissue label. Okay, the Iridescence, and incidentally, they sort of misspell it with one R. So... In that sense, it sort of is a different name for their group, I guess. But then we went back to the surf band that we played. We heard the Iridescence again, the flip side of that record on the Hawk label with Swamp Surfer. Doc, you were digging that surf sound.
Sure, always surf fan, fanatic.
Right? Yeah, and then it was the Inadequates on the Capitol label, the green promo Capitol label with Audi there. Joe, do we know? Do we care? Come on. This sounds like an early 60s sound.
A one-time dealie. And according to what I've been able to find, they released a single on Capitol in 1959.
59, okay.
I had a friend named Audie. Her name was Ottergarth Sukar.
That wasn't the chick that was swinging on the swings listening to Janis Joplin and
no,
crying that
Changes,
time.
Black Sabbath, Volume 4.
Oh, okay.
No, not her.
Anyways, we've heard in from Ken. Ken is digging it on a cold and rainy night in Toronto on 5110.
Was it raining everywhere but here? That's kind of weird.
We are being, you know, we are being relayed, see, on the underground shortwave auspices of Area 51, folks, as per usual for your upper sideband experience on 5110 kilohertz shortwave, okay? And
we're going to start a band called The Propagations.
Right. They would go right in this bin.
Well, I want Larry Will to play drums in that group, okay? And, of course, Brad's on lead, so we'll fill it out from there, Doc, because you're on keys on that one. you play the accordion.
Accordion keys.
This is a guy named Floyd, good old Floyd, digging it, but he doesn't say where he's digging it from. All right, you dig that. And Wayne, down in North Carolina, is, I don't know, he's shacking up with some chick who was digging our show we did last time with the mono and the stereo comparisons. And he says that he found a keeper because anyone who digs Lost Discs Radio is great in my book, he says. And they're both listening tonight. And wow, all right. So 73's there, Wayne. All right, so get it in, folks. It is LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com. We're going to keep it moving on now with the eligibles. Now, Joe, this is exciting because this is from a Broadway show, and I know you're into some of the more obscure Broadway shows.
Well, you got to help me out here with something.
Yeah.
What is the song? What is the title of the song they're doing?
See What You Can Do For Me.
Huh.
Okay, now, both sides of this 45 say that they're from the Broadway show Hotspot.
Huh. And what's the flip on that?
And it is credited to Rodgers, but not Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Okay, what's the flip song? What's the other song on that?
Flip side is Gabby.
Okay, okay. I got to tell you, that's not Richard Rodgers of Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Okay,
it's actually his daughter Mary Rodgers.
Wow.
With lyrics by Martin Charnin. This was a show that was that came out. It opened and closed pretty quickly in 1963. Starred Judy Holliday as a Peace Corps volunteer, a zany Peace Corps volunteer. Apparently Stephen Sondheim was brought in to doctor the show a little bit because the songs weren't really cutting it.
Huh.
I didn't know, it never got, it was on and off Broadway so quickly that there was never a soundtrack recording from the show itself.
Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, supposedly in collector circles, there is a tape made from the audience that covers most of the songs, and you know, this might be one of those things where, because of changes in the show, because you know they're dropping songs, they're bringing in Sondheim to kind of do some stuff.
Yeah.
You know that the track you're getting ready to play, at least on Wikipedia, where they give a list of the songs by act, the only one that shows up that you mentioned is Gabby. So.
Wow. All right. So I guess we're flipping the B side here.
Before you go on.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the same eligibles, another doo-woppy band, but the second and third season song opening credits for Gilligan's Island,
yeah,
sung by the eligibles.
Get well. Now that you say that, well, this record kind of sounds like it could have been cut by these guys. Let's dig it tonight, exclusively on Lost Discs Radio.
Have a moment anytime you're free. Hey, love, see what you can do for me. There's no special hurry anytime you say. Hey, love, maybe you can start today. She may not be perfect, nobody's perfect. She's perfect, she's warm, she's dear, she's real, she's here. You know how to reach me, you know where I'll be. Standing by, love, hey love, try.
do for me. Hey, love, maybe you can start today. She may not be perfect. Nobody's perfect.
That's a great record, Bobby. I enjoy it every time I hear it.
What makes the world go round and round?
Round and round.
What makes my love come a tumbling down?
Tumbling down.
What makes the sky so blue?
So blue.
What makes me wanna spend my life with you? It's just you.
You, you, you.
And the things that you do. What makes the little bitty birdies sing?
Birdies sing.
What makes my heart go ding, ding, ding?
Every.
What makes the sun shine every day?
Every day.
What makes me love you in a special way? It's just you.
You, you, you.
And the thing that you do. And the things that you do. Now, baby, you're the cutest little girl I ever seen. Ooh. Now, come on, baby. Don't you treat me so mean. Mm-hmm. What makes the world go round and round? What makes my love come a tumbling down? What makes the sky? And the things that you do.
It's the swinging sound of Lost Discs Radio.
I mean, this is so moronic, it's embarrassing.
We will now vote on the issue before us. All in favor of topless bathing suits, signify.
No!
No, 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 no. Those new bathing suits gotta go. We don't know, cause we believe. Stuff went out with Adam and Eve. No, 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 no. They gotta go, gotta go, gotta go, go, go.
On the subject of topless bathing suits, how does the delegation from Coney Island vote?
No!
How does the delegation from Malibu vote?
No!
No, 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 no. Topless bathing suits gotta go. Just as cute, walking on by in a one-piece suit. No, 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 no. They gotta go, gotta go, gotta go, go, go.
On the subject of topless bathing suits, how does the delegation from Wildwood vote?
No!
How does the delegation from Virginia Beach vote?
like a Burley show. When you go on your vacation,
leave something to our imagination.
No, 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 no. They gotta go, gotta go, gotta go, go, go.
And how does the delegation from Waikiki vote?
No!
How does the delegation from Miami vote?
No!
They gotta go, gotta go, gotta go, go, go. No, 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 no.
We need to declare a war on wrong and evil and communism and dope and alcohol and miniskirts.
What?
Have you been drinking?
No, no, I haven't been drinking.
This record, Doc.
Yeah, that pitter patter is getting really annoying.
I thought,
as well as the piano player.
I
as a chairman of the boards myself.
I think they thought that bongo thing would just carry it. You know.
It was weird.
And get a load of this. They have those guys have the balls to call themselves the Invincibles.
Yeah. See, that they should have been the Inadequates.
Right. Now you're catching on, I think. Unbelievably, on the Chess Records label.
Wow.
Right? Like
Chess would put out that
crap like that. Of course, that was a B-side. And this came out in 1959.
That's unusually bad for even for a B-side.
But yeah, clearly that was just a throwaway, nothing. The flip side is actually a fairly decent doo-wop number. But hey, you don't want to hear that. You want to hear the obscure B-side, because who the hell else would play that for you? Go ahead, call up your oldie station tomorrow, call up your classic rock station tomorrow and say, I'd like to hear Swayback by the Invincibles. Swayback was the title.
Swayback.
Right? They'll have it. You'll say, you know, it's on the Chess label. You got it in the closet there. Could you put that on for me, please? Thank you. You call up your local station tomorrow, you ask them that. Just see if they'll play it for you, all right? And then before that, here's how it went. We kicked it off with the Eligibles on that set. Right, off the Warner Brothers label. And then we went into the Ineligibles off the Capella label with just the things that you do.
Which one are you?
Some sweet little R&B sounds there. And then we went into the Conventionals. Oh. Unbelievably now, the Conventionals with No, 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 They Gotta Go. God forbid we should see a woman's body. Right?
Yeah, that was a little weird.
They're against the topless bathing suit. The Conventionals on the Swan Records label out of 1964 saying no, no, no to the topless bathing suit, God forbid, because, you know, women's bodies and all.
Well,
Repression.
It set back that movement by years, I'm sure,
yeah,
with that song.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Anyway, it was a pretty rare side there from the Broadway show Hotspot with See What You Can Do For Me when we kicked that off there with the Eligibles on the Warner Brothers label. So there was a major label release for that, Joe, at least for that.
Look for that. I mean, well, it's interesting to note that another failed Broadway show based on The Yearling, the novel The Yearling, never got its own soundtrack. But the songs were liked well enough by, I guess, the producers or whoever at the label was in charge of this, that Barbara Streisand ended up recording a few of them on some of her early albums.
Yeah.
For what that's worth.
And by the way, Joe, you were saying how you found that the credit for the Gilligan's Island theme song was to a group called The Eligibles, when that sure did sound like that male vocal group that might have cut that song there.
I was waiting for it to close with The Professor and Marianne.
Yeah. No, The Professor and the Rest, Joe.
Well, that was done the first year, and that was a different group.
No.
The Wellingtons did that the first
year. Ah, very good.
And they showed up as the Mosquitoes when a band had to show up on the island.
Right.
That's for another
I remember show. That episode. Very good. Yeah, names. All right. So anyway, let's keep it moving. Keep it moving here, I guess. Real quick on the email, it is John H. Carver out of Mid-North Indiana. And he's not sure if we're live or Memorex, but we are. And Floyd, by the way, Floyd's listening down in Florida, in case, good old Floyd down in Fla. And Scotty, good old Scotty in upstate New York saying, what the F, man? Who votes against topless bathing suits? And well, he's right. Well, right. Exactly. That's what we've been saying there, Scotty. You're right with us, man. So here we go. Now, Joe, this next thing's going to be interesting and a little bit of exciting. Now, we're about a month late for Canada Day, right, which was back in July. But I just happened to come across this record while I was putting together the set list here with these kind of group names by a group called the Unpredictables with a thing called From Sea to Sea. And this, to me, clearly it's out of Canada, and it sounds like a Canadian version of This Land Is Your Land.
Huh.
Now, and I'm wondering if this song turns out to be important to any of our Canadian listeners. Because it sounds like the kind of thing you would have grown up singing in school your whole life. And, saluting the maple leaf. Okay, so I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to go right into it so we can talk about it later if anyone has anything to say. Once again, Doc, give them the email real quick. If you're there in Canada, they want to tell us about it.
Sure, lostthisradio@yahoo.com.
And here are the Unpredictables tonight.
Head in the sand. Let people know that you're proud of your land. Don't be afraid to shut Canada. Just let your pride take command. This is our land, this is home. A new country strong and free. Let's tell the world that we're proud to be united from sea to sand. Let people know that you're proud of your land. Don't be afraid to shut Canada. Just let your pride take command.
We stand for everything that's good. The flag, the home, and motherhood.
Lost Discs Radio.
Sleepless hours, night and day. Sleepless hours, night and day.
Everyday habits as smoking and drinking need thinking about.
I was walking down the beach one day with nothing else to do. When I saw a little box on the sand, I saw a green-eyed, purple-tongued, yellow-haired knick-knack. Was my genuine ring-rang-roo. I picked it up and took it home with me.
Ring Rang Roo. Okay, off the Era Records label. Yes, the Unbelievables, if you can believe it. Doc?
I'm just sitting here with a dropped jaw. my jaw is agape.
Doc is slack-jawed, folks. It only happens once every Halley's Comet. Now, look, so the Unbelievables. Before that, it was the Originals. Before that, it was the Unpredictables. Okay, so are you on board with the theme? I get it. Well, what would you call it,
though? I don't know.
See, I'm grappling for, like, what to call this theme.
I was going to say one named adjective, you know.
Because I have to tell something to management over at rockandradio.com. You know, Randy Tivins expects a themed show. This is the second themed show for our summer of 2014 there, Doc. And so I don't know if it's working out. But anyway, the Unpredictables from Canada with From Sea to Sea. Joe, you know anything about that Canadian anthem there?
Not a lot. Thanks to the website Museum of Canadian Music, that's MOCM.ca. It looks like the Unpredictables were a one-off 45 in 1967 with From Sea to Sea, a centennial song. So celebrating, you know, Canada's 100th perhaps as a Commonwealth country or an actual nation known as Canada.
Yeah.
And flipped with oddly enough matched with a cover of San Francisco Bay Blues.
Yes, which we can play on another episode there, folks. So stay tuned.
Next time there's a San Francisco-based show, perhaps.
Perhaps, for some reason. It was the Originals on the Jackpot Records label. Man, look for the Jackpot label to show up on the poll at our website sometime. Doc, what's the website address for our show?
Yeah, that's the I don't know. Lost Disc Radio Show.
No.
No, that's the email.
LostDiscsRadio.com.
LostDiscsRadio.com. Just, that's it now.
That's all you need to know.
Just with a C, no tripods, nothing.
Well, you got to spell the word discs with a C.
Right, but no tripods.
No, just Lost Discs.
No children. No, nothing.
.com. Yeah. It's good for the children.
It's what about the children?
And so, I don't know. The Unbelievables, Joe, do we really care about Ring Rang Roo, this horrible novelty thing here?
Ouch. Well, certainly one connecting thread through much of tonight, with a couple of exceptions, like the Eligibles, is that these guys were all one disc wonders, you know? One, you get one shot, and okay, you're done. That's for sure.
Wow.
That was on that, like you said, that was on the Era Records label, and that was the only known release by these characters.
That was about 1965, as far as I could tell.
You got that right from what I got here on the discography. That looks right.
Jeez. All right. So now dig this, right? So from the Unbelievables, now we go to a group called the Unbelievable Uglies. You dig? On the Soma label, this is out of Minnesota. Joe, come on, the Unbelievable Uglies.
Now these cats,
right?
More than a single. They only did one cut for Soma, but they did a few for other smaller labels, but also made it onto the Liberty and UA Records labels for a couple of releases.
Yeah, yeah. Right, so here we go, man, out of the mid-60s. Right on. Lost Discs Radio tonight.
Well, I woke up in the morning. I couldn't get out of bed. I hear a freight train coming, and it rolls right through my head. My eyes wide open, and I hear the telephone saying, Grand Central Station, and your baby's coming home. Gotta go meet my baby, 'cause my baby's coming home. Oh yeah, I've been a long time waiting, and I'm tired of waiting all alone. Well, you know I went down to the station, walked out to meet the train. The porter man walked up to me, asked me for my name. He said my baby waiting for me, standing in the rain. He said your baby got tired of waiting for you. She took a train back home to Maine. She got tired of waiting, so tired of waiting for me. Oh yeah, we've been
I am now going to sound a pure tone and then rapidly vary its frequency slightly. Listen.
I live my life the best I can, but there's one thing I don't understand, why things don't ever work out like I planned. I break my back, I sweat and strain, I work so hard, my bones complain. I sometimes wonder if it's all in vain. It's a cold, cold world outside, but with you by me to be my guide, I know I soon will see the day when I'll be your master of all I survey. Best I can, but there's one thing I don't understand, why things don't ever work out like I planned. Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, does life seem so darn hard? Oh, why, oh, why?
And hear this.
Spin, spin. Ooh, woo, woo, woo.
I got a most unusual feeling.
I got a feeling deep down inside.
out of sight sound of the Improbables making the rounds tonight on Lost Discs Radio, or right off the old Columbia Records label, with a most unusual feeling. And speaking of improbable, you would not likely guess that right before that was the exact same group, the Improbables. We played both sides of that record back to back. We heard Hard to Bear first, which was kind of a downer, crooner, slightly countrified Squaresville guy complaining about his life.
What are the chances of that?
Right, which sounds nothing at all like the group that was on the flip side. On the flip side was this, you know, soul girl Supremes type sounding group with a most unusual feeling, right? Very improbable from the Improbables, indeed. And of course, we kicked off that set with the Unbelievable Uglies tonight on Lost Discs Radio. Yeah, that's true. You've been digging it. You've been digging it for the month of, well...
Well, it was fast.
I'm telling you what, we're at the end of the show already. Yeah, that's right. Even though this has been going out over 5110 kilohertz shortwave on July 19th of 2014, it is true that we were recording this for... Well, for our entry into the month of August 2014 over at rockinradio.com. Folks, you know, you can always go to our website and download the shows and vote on our record label poll. It is lostdiscsradio.com. Just spell the word discs with a C. But then, see, when you're done with that, you get over to rockinradio.com for the RLT Archives Music Magazine. The stepfather of soul, Jason Stone. And his brother from another mother, Bri Fi Phillips, and the electrophonic sound thereof. Right? And we'll see what other super spectacular summer special themes they have cooked up for August. Joe, thanks for being on the line, man.
Oh, it's a pleasure. What a night.
Yeah, man. And thanks, Doc, as per usual.
Oh, what a night.
And we'll see you next month, folks. You know how it goes around here. And thanks, Larry Will, for the RF, and Alan Wiener for the bandwidth and all the stuff. Or vice versa. And speaking of vice versa, good night, Weasley Steve.
But that experience must have been a serious emotional shock.